T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have you ever been out and decided you're not going to be drinking, whether it's because you're the designated driver, or maybe you're doing a cleanse, or maybe you just aren't someone that drinks alcohol? But when it comes to Milwaukee, how do people respond? I'll tell you in a moment here, because that's what happened to us Friday night when we went out to dinner.
Oh, man. It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. Look out for the snow that's coming later on tonight. Looks like 3 to 6 inches in the advisory area, which includes Milwaukee and Waukesha, Racine, Kenosha counties. Everywhere north looks like you could get about 6 to 10 with that winter storm watch that is in effect right now. It is 28 degrees at the Mix.
Yeah, that snow is coming. Mm-hmm. So Friday night we went out for a nice dinner, and you know, you're at a nice place, they usually want to give you the drink menu and things like that. And the backstory is my husband Eric and I are not drinking anything until St. Patrick's Day, partly because we're going away for spring break.
What?
Right? Someplace warm. How? Someplace warm. We've been tracking our food all since the start of the year. We've been working out. And so my husband's like, you know what? Let's just like cut out alcohol. I said, fine. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not a really big drinker anyway. So I'm like, whatever. No big deal. Well, you go out to eat in the city of Milwaukee and you pass on cocktails. The waitress looked at us like we said, hey, we just arrived from the planet Mars.
The haters.
That's what it is, man. They are totally on ya.
And it was just kind of funny because we said, no, we're fine. Well, we didn't actually say the words, we're not drinking tonight. We just said, no, we're fine. So then she comes back. She takes our order for our appetizers. She walks away, comes up again and says, and what can we get you for cocktails? No, we're not having any cocktails. Oh, okay.
She's like, I thought that's what you said, but I just
wanted
to double check.
Walked away again, came back a third time later once our meal came. You guys sure you don't want anything to drink? No, we're just fine. We're just fine with water. We're just fine with water. And it was almost like I wanted to have like a sparkling water with a lime so someone could think I was drinking a gin and tonic or something like that. Because it's weird in Wisconsin because everyone drinks here so much to say you're not the ones drinking.
Well, and it's a Friday night, you would think that somebody's finally going to say, yeah, you know what, this water is it's water. Give me something a little harder than water.
So I ended up saying, fine, I'll take a cappuccino with my dessert. But I was talking to my buddy Riggs, who works on Kiss FM, who did like 6 months of sobriety. He wasn't drinking or anything. And he did say that. He said, yeah, in Milwaukee, for some reason, if you don't drink, they look at you like you're insane.
I don't know about that. I don't.
Have you ever been the one to say like, nope, not drinking, just water.
And you do have to explain yourself, I find.
You feel like you do have to.
I've been out with people before when I've been like hungover, or maybe it's like a couple days later after you've really been hungover and you're like, you know what, I got to skip it. I don't even feel like drinking. And people will sit there and go, why? What's wrong?
What's wrong? And don't even get me started if you're a woman my age. Oh, you must be pregnant. Nope, just not wanting the calories. I'd rather put the calories in my dessert, which I enjoyed, the chocolate mousse, heavily. Dave, what were you going
to
say?
They're just trying to get that tip. They just know that if you're not going to get a drink, it's not going to be as much of a bill, and they want to get that tip. I mean, I rarely order drinks at restaurants because why would I spend $10 on a cocktail when I can go make one at home for free?
You know, next time you're out and they ask you if you want a drink, you can just tell them.
Liked beer, still like beer.
Just not drinking it right now. That's what it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.